Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. This is a show that is intended to help you, to guide you, to transform things in your life that you need to be different. My name is Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time Radio. So tonight I said I'd love to talk to you about health and longevity, because I'm in a phase in my life when I'm thinking about that a lot every single day, and what can I do myself, you know, to improve my health and to live the life that my grandmother and grand-grandmother lived, because my grandmother lived up to 103 and her mother 112. And they lived in the middle of nowhere in a small town somewhere in the northern part of Transylvania and Romania. They had no idea of doctors, medicine, but they knew all kinds of natural cures. And I said, tonight the show is Secrets to Health and Longevity. So I invite you to be part of my show. If you have any questions about your health or about the topic in itself, or whatever question you might have, you know, this is a call-in show, so I'm always here for you. So the number to call in is 202-570-7057. And Christopher, my amazing producer, will take your calls and we will be able to talk live. But as I said, we want to keep our bodies in excellent shape. And we acknowledge in the world today there's a lot of diseases that creep in unexpectedly. There's a rise in autoimmune disorders, Hashimoto disorder in the young generation, diabetes type 1, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, which are autoimmune, diabetes and cancer, of course, they are on the rise. So the modern world, I question whether this modern world is like almost working against us to weaken in our immune system. But I do believe that the human body is equipped with this powerful defense mechanism to protect itself, and to also return to this state of homeostasis, the state of harmony. And that's why I think the CBD oil is so right now so much in the attention of the world, because what it does, this plant, talking about natural way of treating the body, it actually takes back the body back to harmony, back to balance, back to what is called homeostasis. So I personally want to give you my take on what I consider to be the keys to reverse illnesses, which indirectly symbolizes a long life, a happier life, because you know exactly what it is. If you life is best lived in great health, and we all want to keep our bodies in excellent shape. So if we don't have that, then if we don't have the good health, then the rest is irrelevant. But the first thing that you need to know is that health is in your hands. I also want you to know to keep in mind that the advice I'm giving you, and the advice that I'm sharing with you, that comes from my knowledge, from my knowledge going to college, from everything I've learned through life, is not actually intended to diagnose a disease or to replace a medical care. So let's say I give you an advice. I want you to check always with your physician before starting any diet or any new product. But my approach is also the alternative medicine. My approach is also the natural approach. Because I also go back to my ancestors and I look the way they lived by a time they had no idea of any artificial thing that they put in their body. They had no idea of medication. My grandmother died at 103 in her sleep, and her mom, my grandmother, she actually died at 112 talking. She was just talking and she just, the time expired, but she was a remarkable human being. So these women going to being born in 18 something, they had no idea of what we know today of the modern medicine, the Western medicine. My opinion is that the secret to good health lies in self-knowledge. So knowing what is helping and what is hurting you, that's the number one thing. So many of us think that we know things that are good for us, or we were told things that are good, but actually some things that we are told are not actually good for us. If you want to benefit from great health, you need to do a lot of research. You need to learn about a lot of things. You need to learn about herbs, plants, all kinds of things that the universe, you know, created for us. Like we used to say that God gave us anything, any remedy, any natural remedy for any diseases. So you have to understand that this divine world that left cure for every illness. But I want to tell you something that to me describes my entire philosophy, is that what you put into your body determines your health, and you know this. So the right food can work wonders, and I will go back to the Greek philosopher Hippocrates, who said, let food be my medicine and medicine be the food. So, and sometimes it's even crazy to think that if you look at cats, dogs, and every living being on planet Earth, they know what to eat, except us. We don't know what we meant to ingest and what we not. So we're still debating, okay, we should eat meat. Probably the meat is not good because it's too acidic, or probably we eat too many carbohydrates that we're not supposed to have that many. Or we don't know what time to eat, or probably we came up to an entire idea now that plants are bad for us. So look how conflictual we are, and yet we are the most intelligent beings on Earth. We still can't figure it out, our most basic need. What is our most basic need? Food. And our intelligence, being the most intelligent, is still not helping us here. So I said, let me come up with my own personal guide to good nourishment. Because there are some principles, old principles since the dawn of time, you know. And the number one, I think, the guide to good nourishment is enjoy anything from time to time. Extremes of any kind are not healthy. Cutting one food group is not healthy, because this is the way you think you respond better. Don't make too many experiments on your body. But I do believe, and that would be my second point, that eating unprocessed organic food as often as possible is a key to longevity. I remember going to my grandparents' home far away, like in the countryside, and I remember they were eating from the ground, you know, the raw food. So I should say, stay away from food that have ingredients that you can pronounce on a label. So the less, you know, you eat this, this kind of stuff, the better. And also, you know what I mean? Look at your plate and what it take less, you know, from the plate. Don't try to eat absolutely everything. And my number three point is to simplify. The best advice is always the simplest. Use sort of the minimal ingredients when you cook, but always get the highest quality ingredient. You don't need to put all those ingredients. It's like where there is quality, you don't need to supplement quantity. So this means that if a food is high in quality, you don't need to add many different ingredients to make it taste better. But you also don't need to eat as much like I said, to feel satisfied, because we eat compulsively in many cases. Like, we eat because we feel. So food is associated with our emotion, and food can take us to our comfort zone, and food can be the best friend, exactly like nicotine, alcohol, and all these addictive things that we love to, we're drawn to. And number four from all of this, what I think is guide to good nourishment, will be actually detoxifying. Because forever, when even in religion, we talk about fasting because of God said, and we need to do those specific dates when we need to fast. But in reality, you know, this is called detox. Your digestive system works nonstop, like heart, lungs, and vital organs. But once in a while, you have to let it rest and recharge. So you have to perform a good cleansing and detox, I should say once a month. And pick 1 or 2 days, you know what I mean? And eat only vegetables or only more liquid, like natural juices and more water, so that you give your system a chance to heal. And then number five, my suggestion is, but again, you do what you think is best to you. But what I've learned in life is that these diets, they don't really work. Because everybody wants to be in that perfect health and perfect weight. Then we do the Atkins diet, Paleo diet, the Zone diet, the Nutrisystem, that's all over the place. And you name it, and you've tried it. But this kind of diets usually work weeks, month. You might get better. You might lose weight. But the weight will come back. Plus diets, you know, in many cases, they don't provide the nutrients. Most of them are just that kind of a quick fix, quick weight loss, no long-term great health. So what you need to focus is not on a diet, but on a lifestyle. Your relationship with food is lifelong. Relationship with food is exactly what I said. We don't have a relationship with food. Your relationship with food, it makes you healthy. And you have to respect that relationship. You have to make it long-term. It's exactly like you have a relationship with your spouse. You have a relationship with your family. It is a relationship, because that's your number one nutrient. That's the basics that you need to live. And there comes my number point, the point six, my number six point in here. You know, food should be enjoyed, not eat, as I said, compulsively. You have to chew it. You have to appreciate the flavor. You have to chew your food in a very beneficial for your digestive system. Because if you do less work to break down the way you ingest, so you know this is something you need to consider. You need to take time to taste your meal, which we usually don't do, because we're on the run. That's why we have this fast food. We eat whatever, whenever, you know, doing other things. And this should be a ritual. It used to be a ritual. People sit at a table and bless the food and think of God before, just because that gave them the time to understand and appreciate the ritual, the significance of enjoying food. Because this food has a big mental impact. You know something, probably you do, probably you don't. It takes 20 minutes for your brain to receive the message that your stomach is getting full. But unfortunately, you know, at that point, you know, you don't allow yourself to the brain to receive the message. Unfortunately, you eat way too much, you know, because you eat, as I said, you eat that emotional eating, that compulsive eating. So you overeat. And that's why a lot of people stuff themselves after a meal. They cannot even breathe anymore. So they don't actually pay attention how much they're eating, and they feel bloated. They feel heavy, and they feel like they did something wrong. So savoring your food also satisfies that emotional side of you that is feeling deprived. Because, as I said, in many cases, whatever we do, we can do it compulsively because we deprive emotionally of something else. And I want to come to my point number seven, because I think that's my biggest point here. And I want to say something that It's my biggest conclusion in this lifetime when it comes to our relationship with food and to come with longevity and health and well-being. I want you to consume food that is free of suffering. If it died for you, think twice before you eat it. It took me many years in my life to come to this conclusion. And that, I think, is not only me, because so many people are turning vegetarian, vegan in this moment, by acknowledging that meat is acidic, and more and more people, you know, and I'm not judging anyone who loves meat or animal products, but more people are turning towards becoming a vegetarian and eating food that is free, like I said, free from suffering. It's like you take something dead and you put it into a dead animal and you put it in a live body. But I'm not judging people who love meat or animal products. I remember I grew up in Europe where the typical diet was around meat. So I know that animal products taste good and are hard to give up. You might not be willing to give up on meat or dairy. You might be just not willing to go to a plant-based product or less meat-based way of eating. So see how you feel. But if you, let's say you get rid slowly in some of this animal products, you'll see a decrease in cholesterol, decrease in your hypertension, decrease increase in energy. But it's okay to have anything from time to time. Just that, how do you want to promote life if you eat that? That's my philosophy. You want to promote your life and have longevity and you eat that. And going back to my family where they live such longevity, I remember they were... I'm going to go to a break and I'll be with you. And Leilani, hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. I'll be with you in a minute.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and we're talking tonight about a relationship with food and how to keep yourself healthy. And have to get your life in control and in a state of harmony. And I was referring to the relationship we have with food, and my take is that food can cure any illness. I speak also from my own experience. I believe it can cure anything if you use the right food in the right combination. And as I said, nature gave us everything we need for good health. But it requires knowledge. So let's say you're suffering from any disorder or disease. Do your research before you resort to chemical treatments, surgeries, putting all kinds of toxicity in your body. Don't resort to pill. There is always a natural to treat everything. Like there is a way to treat cancer through vitamin C intravenous. That's a natural way. What does it mean? You boost your immune system. The best way to boost the immune system is with vitamin C intravenous. You put it straight into your blood, and this is the way to actually cure cancer naturally. You can cure cancer with carbon 60. That is 200 times more powerful than any antioxidant, because antioxidant, and it prolongs the life of telomeres, which are the extremities of the cell. But I think that the magic cure to almost any disease is that plant-based, the vegetable, the fruits, the nuts, the seeds, the herbs, the spice, the oils. And that's one of the reason why if you go to places like certain parts of Greece, certain places in other parts of the world, like in Japan, we see people living 120 years old, or nobody beat 126, because there is a climacteric year at 63, and you cannot double the age of 63. It didn't happen yet. We used to say that there was Saint Germain the prophet who lived over 200, and the way he actually lived is like by raising the hands up and absorbing that violet color from the universe. And actually, that's the way he actually also died. But anyhow, this is, I'm making a parenthesis to the fact that there is a way, adding natural remedies to medical treatment, and that will greatly enhance results of healing. So if you have any questions to me tonight about this topic, I would love to talk to you. If you think you have something that you suffer, or there is a problem, in your system that you don't know how to resolve, we can talk about that. And I'm going to go and take some calls, because I have so much to talk to you about secrets to health and longevity. I put together a lot of ideas. And one that I definitely need to talk to you, that is called to drink the old Tibetan cure. I remember meeting Dalai Lama in 2000, was like almost 20 years ago. And he was telling us about it. We were at an event with some people, and he was talking about aging associated with illnesses. And one of those cures that he recommended that I'd love to address in a minute. Before that, I will take some calls, and we'll talk to you about what matters most for you. So let me take Leilani. I haven't been talking to Leilani in a while. Hi, my lovely Leilani. How are you, my dear? Thank you for calling me.
Hello, beautiful Carmen.
Leilani.
I'm so grateful.
Absolutely. I love you.
I'm just feeling so much lately. There's just so much going on in my life. So this roommate, former roommate, she did not pay the rent for November.
Okay.
I did not go to the mediation she requested. I feel like that was just a scare tactic.
Okay.
And
I agree with that. Yeah.
I did talk to a lawyer, because there's a lawyer in my building, and she said, you just take her to small claims court. She's in the wrong. But I don't like this energy, and I feel anxious and a lot of negative energy when I have to respond to emails, and I just don't understand why this is in my show or my movie, you know. And I financially need a roommate. I just am picky, and I can't live with just anybody, because
no,
I'm sensitive.
It's not about picky. You need to bring people in who are honest, who are acting correctly towards you, who pay the rent, you know, who pay their part. You don't need aggravation. You don't need to go to court. You don't need to be emotional about this. You don't need to go to attorneys and end up in a small claim court. None of this is necessary. This is all crazy, you know?
But she signed an agreement that she would pay the rent until I found a replacement because she moved out and she signed that.
Oh,
she signed
so
that agreement.
I hear you. So she actually left. So that's actually very good. So if I were you, I would not look at what happened with her. I'll try to close that chapter and I look into finding someone as a replacement ASAP. That's what you need. Because
I have been looking, but
Okay.
I don't want anybody with marijuana. Marijuana is legal here, or that drinks alcohol.
No.
And I can't find anybody that doesn't do that.
Wow. Are you serious? Everybody's doing it right?
Yeah, I'm in Boulder, Colorado. People are moving to Colorado just for the marijuana, it seems.
Wow.
But I also don't want this woman. She owes me the money, and she agreed to pay the rent until I found a roommate.
Right.
I typed up a legal agreement. She signed it. Mm-hmm, she agreed to pay. And then she just the day before.
And I agree with you. But intuitively and spiritually, and if I use all my wisdom, I'm delivering you the message that sounds like, your goal right now is less to fight with this woman, even if she signed an agreement. But finding somebody to replace, and don't be afraid you're going to find somebody with marijuana or whatever. Don't think that way. There are good people out there. Not everybody is a drug addict. Not everybody is depending on marijuana. You know, start to think in such a way so you can afford to bring somebody good in. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, but part of me, Carmen, I just don't like people's energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I actually, this woman, my former roommate, was getting very sick with her menstrual cycle. And guess what? I started getting those symptoms when she was living with me. And when she moved out, those have gone away. I'm very sensitive.
Of course. I completely understand that. Yeah.
And people are crazy, not to judge, but there's some crazy people right now.
That's
this woman has the money.
Yes.
Her dad's a millionaire. I don't understand.
She just doesn't want to pay. As simple as that, you know. Usually people who have money, that's what I'm seeing constantly lately. People who have money are people who don't want to pay. And that's they have money because they're so stingy, you know. Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
It's just a lot of energy.
Right.
I don't know how to find a roommate because looking online is not working.
How did you find this one? How did you find this one?
So there's a private Buddhist college here called Naropa.
Okay.
And that's the college she's attending, and I posted on their website.
Okay. Can you do the same thing again?
Yeah, it's on there.
It's on there. Okay.
But the problem
I do
is
feel like
are...
exactly the way you find this person, you'll find someone else again.
So you see me living with another roommate?
Another roommate, yeah. I see finding someone else will help you with the money situation. Is there another way for you to generate more income so you don't depend on this as much?
Well, if I could just get 10 clients a week, I would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
10, you know, I do the Reiki healing and the intuitive.
I know. So for you to get at that point, what you actually need, in my opinion, you need to promote your business. And I feel like that's what you're missing.
I know.
Promoting your business is essential for you. So I kind of want you to do that if possible. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, I got the ads off my website, so my website's good.
Okay.
I have some beautiful flyers I can take to yoga studios and the apothecary.
Right.
I need to do that. I just, Carmen, I'm constantly putting out fires in my life, and I'm kind of tired of it.
Right.
I don't know what God
is
showing me.
Don't be tired. You know, don't. No. No, don't be tired.
And I am alone. You know, I feel like an orphan. There's no, I don't even have a friend to call to say, look.
So you're actually overwhelmed with all these emotions, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And my boyfriend's in Morocco. I haven't heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not complaining. I'm just being the witness.
No, I understand. I understand. My take is that you'll find somebody else to replace this person.
Okay.
Find an attorney who's willing to give her a call, not necessarily a threatening, like a nice friendly call, you know, but from a legal standpoint of view of her obligation that she signed, that you don't necessarily want to go to.
That's a good idea. You don't want to go to
mm-hmm. court, but you kind of indirectly let her know.
Okay, that's a good idea.
This is what, so just have somebody leave her a message, just call her directly, saying, well, we have an agreement here, so from a legal standpoint, she doesn't want to get it. But if you call her, if you said that's not going to have an impact, if coming from an attorney that all you pay him is to make a simple phone call. That's all you need at this point.
Okay, great.
You don't need anything else. That would be my advice here.
Okay.
That's what you want to do on one hand. On another hand, I think boosting your business is essential. Do you have a website? Do you have?
Yes.
You do. So that you need to boost that. Definitely. You need to build that.
Okay.
So I know you kind of send it to me. Send it to me again in a text so
okay.
I can put it tonight on my Facebook account and everywhere I can. So to
great.
Promote you, send me a link to your website so I can promote.
I will.
And tell me why you want me to promote, how you want me to promote it. Because you know better than me how this can be promoted, you know?
Okay.
Which would be the best way to go about promoting this.
Okay.
And I also feel like you can, if you put an ad or something about it, because there's also a way for you to advertise your business and let people know. I feel people don't know about your business enough. That's why you don't have enough people, you know what I mean, following you and requesting your services. I think that is the essential thing. I know because I built my own business for many, many years. And
okay.
I constantly promote and, you know, reinvent myself and try to find different avenues of helping people. Because you're in the same field, you know, when it comes to energy work, La Reiki, create a seminar, try to give people, to coach people about it, you know, to help people, not only giving them energy, but teaching them how to it's like, exactly like self-hypnosis. You can actually use Reiki, self-Reiki procedures in which you can do it to yourself. But they need to be taught how to do it, and you can be one of those people who can teach people, you know? One of those person who has the tools of helping others go through the process. Does this make sense?
Yes. I also do past life regression, and I really
enjoy. Oh, fabulous.
I love that work. I love it.
Perfect. Perfect. So the past life, you know, can heal so many subconscious wounds and phobias and bring up to consciousness memories that are dormant, you know, and memories can be the source of a lot of pain and suffering. And even in your own case, you know, try to self-hypnotize and see what exactly is going on with me that I have this struggle. Where is this struggle coming from?
Yeah.
So think that way. So,
and what about Joseph? What about this guy?
This guy who's away?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like he's thinking about you. I talking about past life and karma and memories. I really believe that this man is.
I know.
Is in your life from previous incarnations. Because we believe in that.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely confident that he is going to, reappear, you know, in your life. This is not over between you two, and you should enjoy every moment with him.
I have been, and I've really been catching my fears and insecurities. It's,
very good.
It's amazing.
Very good.
It's amazing. I never once, like, freaked out or...
Very
we
good.
Just,
very
we just
good.
Had a really beautiful, fun. It's like we were best friends, but with intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
I just miss him so much, so I cried last night. And because he's texted me every day, hola bonita or hola bella, every day since January. He's in Morocco, and he said, I just want to be off technology.
Right.
So I said, okay.
Okay.
And part of me wonders if I should start moving on because I want a man to move in. I want a long-term relationship.
Well, that is just essential for you to consider that if this man will never commit, which this is the indication that he's not going to do this. So then what it is that you need to do to create the balance and stability and not only live with somebody who's temporary, who's just a transition in your life. Because usually karmic relationship can be also transitory. So
okay.
You know, this is a relationship that is karmic, coming from a past experience, but it's also transitory. That's why karmic are very intense, very powerful, and you cannot let them go. But when the karma is over, it might end up suddenly.
Right.
And you don't want this to end up suddenly. So that's something to consider, opening your eyes to someone else who can be more supportive, and having a life partner, you know, it's also very powerful.
Well, having I'd love to have a man move in right now,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That will take away a lot of your worries and a lot of your problems, think of the thing that you need to put in order. Think of all the things that you need to get a resolution for. So talking about health and longevity, you know, if you want to live a long life, you know, stay away from being too emotional or too sensitive and too afraid. So get things in harmony in your life and see what's best for you and act on what's best. Like having somebody that brings you stability, long term, a long lasting rate, that's what you need. You need to boost your career because you're great in what you do.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. You're a beautiful soul. And let go of the people who are not good. And don't be afraid that if you bring somebody new as a roommate, it has definitely have to be somebody bad. Or no, don't think that way. Change the thinking to create a different outcome. Because with the same type of thinking, you will bring the same type of person. And you cannot afford that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, my Leilani. I love you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
So I'm going to take a break, and Margot, I'll be with you in a second. Don't hang up and wait for me a minute.
Best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Times Radio and talking about such a great topic, secrets to health and longevity. And before I go and take Margot's call, I will ask you if any of you want to call me on this topic and you have any concerns about your health, feel free to call in 202-570-7057. But one of the things that I thought is a secret to health and longevity is living with a purpose, because the first and probably I should say the most important key is rooted within our life purpose. And few of us actually live with that purpose. Those of us who do have trained our minds and bodies, they want to live longer because they have a reason to live longer. And the reason is fulfill a mission. Many times people are calling me, asking me, what's my mission? But you should have a mission. You can embark on your soul journey at any age, you know, even if you're 60. But you must understand that you are on earth to do something. We are here, you know, to serve. So remind yourself each day that you want to live in order to fulfill that special mission that you choose to live for. Then, you know, I also believe that in life, you know, you have to perform, you know, those sacred rituals, which people don't really do. But if you spare a minute out of your day, spend that minute in a sacred way. We're such busy creatures that we don't have time out. We're always busy. Everything is done on a run, like everything is fast forward. But we have to put effort into taking care of everyone around us and forget about ourselves. And you hear every day about so-called self-love, but I really think that self-love, when we talk about longevity and we talk about health, is crucial. No matter how hectic your day is, no matter how busy you are, how many responsibilities, you have to do that ritual for yourself in which you learn how to enjoy you, the time with you, that those prayers, those meditation, those breathing deeply moments, you know, or walking outdoors by yourself or practicing your favorite hobby. I first love to sing, so I sing by myself in the house because that's what I like. So I need to expand and explore different skills that you have, different areas of yourself. And believe me or not, it cleans your soul and it detox your mind. And it has a lot to do, you know what I mean, with prolonging your life. Prolong your life by finding your own true self, and prolong your life by creating, as I said, this extraordinary relationship with yourself. Find a sense of purpose and do this on a daily basis. Those 5 minutes that you give to your own self. And when it comes to that, also, you know what I mean? I encourage you to be a social butterfly, be around people that can make you increase your lifespan. Surround yourself with good companies, you know, that because that rewires your neurons, and the so-called feel-good neurons that interact and multiply when you're in an environment with wonderful people. And laughing is essential, by the way, for longevity. So get together with people who make you laugh, who make you feel good. There are beautiful people out there. Like the Greek philosopher Plato believed that the ultimate truth can be reached through dialogue. And you'll be surprised at the truth you can discover and the wise conclusion that can be drawn in life by listening to others, to wonderful people that exist out there. So that is a sick, don't isolate yourself, you know, in order to increase your lifespan, you need to be out there. And also I was telling you about the old Tibetan cure, which I think is essential to know. So I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I learned this from Dalai Lama and I will never forget this. So what you need is 2 lemons. You need 4 teaspoons of organic honey, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and a lot of crushed garlic, or you cut the garlic in small pieces. Now, lemon helps with digestion and is detoxifying the body and contains vitamin C, and vitamin C raises your immune system. So that's what lemon does. On one hand, helping the digestion, raising the immune system, and helps with the as an antioxidant. Honey reduces the risk of inflammation and helps with the has antibacterial qualities. Baking soda, what does, it neutralizes the acidity, the harbor, and it clears any type of infection that might be in your intestine, within yourself. Garlic improves the blood pressure. This garlic is known for lowering cholesterol, detoxifying the body, but especially improving the blood pressure. So these four ingredients, the number four I found interesting, it's the number of the physical world, the four corners of the house, the material world, the world of creation, earth, water, fire, air, the elements of what we're made of. But these elements, you know, have such an amazing power combined, like the power of the most antioxidant package ever. So if you put them all together, you mix them, you create a combination, and you put them in the freeze, and you leave them there for, I think, a day or two, and every single morning when you wake up, you take on an empty stomach. It may not taste the best, but your immune system will thank you for it. And I want you to do it, because you want to live an alkaline lifestyle. You want to live this way, and this is a way to also alkaline the body. You know that the highest pH is 7.35 to 7.5, but the Western medical diet makes it impossible to remain in an alkaline environment. There's so much acidity in the body. That's why you have osteoporosis. That's why you have sarcopenia, fractures, kidney stones formation, problem with the liver. You know, I remember after my husband died of lung cancer, I was so intrigued and did so much research, and I realized how powerful the alkaline filtration in the house is. So I installed a very expensive alkaline water filtration in my home. But since then, I noticed I sleep better, I look better, better than before that I looked 10 years ago. I feel more energized, so it has a lot to do. So purchase the alkaline water with a high pH if you cannot buy the system. Because diet is essential in an alkaline to acidic ratio. So one of the reasons that I said fruits, vegetables, people say legumes, because they alkaline. Why? Meat, dairy, grain, alcohol is acidic. So there are a lot of neutral foods, you know, but you have somehow, you know, to stay more with the alkaline to reduce the acidity. And the last thing I should tell before I take Margot, I want you to grow old with grace, because we're all growing old. And growing old, you know, you can't evade, no matter how hard we try to do. But we should want to age with grace and with being grateful. Because age comes with wisdom, comes with grace. Like we women used to say, we're getting wiser after the age of 50. So we should be more concerned about our health than our appearance as we age. But I think the two go hand in hand. I'm, you know, soon to be a senior citizen, so I've come to recognize that aging is the most beautiful and the hardest lesson of life. And it's so difficult to age with ease. So age requires that we apply all the wisdom we've collected to prolong the well-being of our minds and our bodies. So putting our resources together and acknowledging the totality of who we are. So the way we age is a reflection of our mindset, and the way we age is the way we live. So reflection, mindset, lifestyle, and it's now that conclusion we made in the past manifest, that we choose or not to choose to smoke is our choice, we choose or not choose to exercise is our choice, we choose to eat well or not. So the choices is us. But because of all of this, we also age differently. So accept your age and be proud of it. And I am proud of my age. So take excellent care of yourself, whether you're a senior or you're young, and it will pay off in time. you know, contrary to popular belief, your health is in your hands. So when you become conscious of this fact and perform action that encourage your wellness, you can live the long, joyful, and extraordinary life you deserve. And yes, you can live 100 years. We will actually end up living way longer than that. You know, in the discoveries in the medical field, we probably end up by living 150 years, going to hundreds of years, and that's possible because the human molecule can live up to 1,000 years, believe it or not. So, yes, we have that in our DNA, and it's up to us, you know, to make it happen. I'm going to go to Margot because I have some minutes before the end of the show. Hi, Margot. Thank you so much for calling me.
Oh, I lost you.
I lost Margot?
Now you're there.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Okay, honey, I want to say two things before we get started, okay?
Right.
The way, there's two separate ways to heal yourself.
Tell me.
You stand out in the sun. You're in Florida. You should do this every day. You stand out. You visualize the sun, the light, going through you and taking away all that darkness.
That's
do
so
that
beautiful.
Every day.
That's so beautiful.
Then the second thing is...
You're not in the sun, Margot. I need to interrupt you. If people, you know, whatever they are, and if it's dark outside, you visualize there's a biofield of energy. There's an auric field around us. That light that when we exit the body, the first thing we see the light because we're surrounded by a bright light that is not seen with our eyes, but it exists around us. And people who are very powerful energetically, that field of energy is extremely intense and powerful. So if you, with your mind, tap into that energy field around you, you see that bright light and you make it grow bigger and bigger and bigger, make it cross the street, cross the town, cross the ocean, you know, and connect with the energy of the universe, then nothing will touch you because you have that protectiveness that comes from the biofield of energy. That's what protects the physical body from getting sick. So
that's
I
right.
Think
now, let's say you do
way
get
of
sick.
Putting it. Yes.
That's true. Now, here's another way. Because my friend Velma and I, we healed her father. He was on his deathbed, full-blown cancer. We visualize Jesus walking through him.
True, I agree.
And that's that. What I do all the time.
Right.
Let's say I don't feel well or something, which it's hardly. I can't remember when I didn't feel well. Maybe 5 years ago. Who knows?
Right,
I forgot.
Right. Yes.
You visualize Jesus walking through your body.
Okay,
that's his job. That's
amazing.
His job.
Right.
That's his job, and he loves doing it. He heals the blind. He heals everybody.
Absolutely. And he sacrificed, you know what I mean, his life for us, showing us that, you know what I mean, we are his kids and we should, you know, honor that sacrifice and believe in the power of the divine and believe in this ability that we all have to be healed through him. And the power of healing does exist within ourselves.
Well, Jesus is, he's my man. I can tell you that. Now, this is the next thing, and then you can talk. That woman that called you about the roommate owing her money.
Right.
You know, it's very hard having a roommate. She doesn't want somebody that's drinking and smoking pot.
I agree.
I'm the same way. Who wants that, living with that?
Right, true.
Now, this is what I live alone. I don't want roommates. I'd rather
Absolutely.
Be by myself.
Cannot agree with you more.
Let's say I had to get a roommate.
Right.
They would have to take a drug test before they moved in.
Right.
All right. Same thing with these people. The majority, there was an article in Time magazine, more straight women now have HIV and AIDS. An article in Time magazine. If you're going to go with a man, make sure you have an AIDS test with him and, you know, an HIV and an AIDS
test.
That's
true. People should always protect themselves.
from
they don't protect themselves, then they get into problems, honey.
Yeah, that's so true. So talking
about okay, and then you and then you have life,
then protecting yourself is essential. Yeah.
And then you have to stay with that person for 3 days until the test comes back.
True.
That's how this works. You just can't be, you know, you meet somebody, oh, let's go, and you just go home and make love. I mean, not make love, have sex. You don't even know them.
Well, we live in this crazy world in which with this internet and this online dating, you know, I see more and more people being hurt and disappointed. And disease is spreading, and you know, this is a topic of another show because I'm coming to the end of the show. But I tell you, you're right, and unfortunately, this is the world we are living in. And if we can work on improving it, why not? So
yeah, we have to improve it. How? I don't know how. It's not going to happen. Now it's not going to happen.
Well,
go to endtime.com, please. Endtime.com. It's not going to happen.
Well,
believe me. It's a strange world.
Let's hope that the divine world will intervene. And I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. And thank you so much for listening. And I'll be with you next week, same time, same place, Home Time Radio.
Same time, because I got a question for you. Okay, God bless.
Okay. You too, my love. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio, the best station on the planet Earth. I love you.